Hi, Samantha. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Very good morning to you. So a question on a lot of people's minds is, can they file the application online with the USCIS? And are there benefits to that or maybe some downsides?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, only recently USCIS seems to have made an entry into the 21st century in allowing everyone to apply online for certain applications. And when they first started, it was very few applications that were permitted online. And at this point, we're about a dozen applications that you can now file online. The most common ones that we see are change of address, change or extension of status, or citizenship. I think that's mm-hmm. the most common one that I see. And, you know, there are some benefits to it and there are some downsides, but in order to do that, you do need an online account with USCIS. So that sometimes becomes a hiccup for some individuals who maybe aren't, you know, super familiar with computers or tech savvy. Mm-hmm. By filing it online, though, it gives you the ability to track your process. You can immediately receive notices, including receipt notices, which really comes in handy for a lot of our clients that need that immediate proof that they've filed something.
Yeah.
You have access to all of your notices on that online account. So if you lose something, it's there. And if you get an RFE, like David mentioned, you can respond to those RFEs online, which could lead to a quicker, you know, resolution in your case. And then you also are ensuring that when you're applying for the application, you're submitting everything that you need. The application online won't allow you to continue forward unless you've responded to all of the questions, you've signed the application, you've uploaded all of the proper documents. So it's also ensuring that you're doing it 100% perfectly. Of course, like David said, we can't guarantee there's no RFE, but we're trying to minimize that risk as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. I see.
The biggest benefit that we do see with these online filings is that it is much faster. It's not across the board, but for the most part, we're finding that these online filings are adjudicated much, much faster. Citizenship could be in a few months as opposed to a year. And so that's a real benefit in filing online. It's helping USCIS streamline their process, but you're also getting that added benefit of a quicker adjudication. Now, this sounds so great, right? So yeah. Why shouldn't I do it? What are the downsides to filing online? Well, the USCIS website, as anyone knows that works with websites, it can be tricky. They run into issues. They have downs in their website. So that's the biggest issue that I have found is just trying to navigate USCIS's website. And if someone is not too familiar with computers or confident in what they're doing online, that can create an issue as well. The other issue that I want to bring up is that when you're filing online, all of your notices are going to be sent electronically. So if you're not constantly monitoring your online account, you may miss a notice. Now, they should be mailed to you, but I find sometimes that they're not mailed right away. So if you miss a notice, that could be a problem. So I guess anyone that does want to file online should definitely look into that possibility, but keep in mind, you do need to check your account regularly. And it's also important that when you first start that process, you have all of your documents scanned, everything ready to be uploaded so that you can move through the website before you run into any issues with that.
Uh-huh. I see. So the good news is that it is a possibility to file online, but you've got to proceed with caution, right?
Absolutely. That's a good piece of advice.
Well, thank you, Samantha. That is great and good to know for our listeners out there. And so if you are planning to file online, you know, again, proceed with caution, and you have NPZ Law Group at your service to help you through it all. And they're just a phone call or a click of a mouse away. And to better assist you, their firm's U.S. and Canadian lawyers are available to meet you both in the U.S. or in Canada. So feel free to contact them right now, today itself. All you need to do is to log on.